This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In boats, helicopters, and emergency vehicles, rescue and recovery operations continue this morning along the Gulf Coast of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The full extent of the damage from Hurricane Katrina won't be known for days. Already, there are reports of dozens of fatalities, and authorities say they still haven't been able to reach many remote areas. More than 1 million people are without power. Tens of thousands have been evacuated, with little chance they'll be able to return anytime soon. In New Orleans, a day after Katrina passed over, parish officials say the emergency seems to be getting worse. The water continues to rise. NPR's Greg Allen is in downtown New Orleans. And Greg, tell us about that.
Well, Renee, everyone woke up this morning realizing that the floodwaters were not receding and that, in fact, were still rising, flooding some areas that had not yet been seeing that much water. Today, officials are calling on residents who have not yet left the area to consider leaving now while they still can get out of the city. They're not exactly sure why the water is rising. They know there are two breaches of the levees, but they're not sure that's the problem. So they're looking right now to see what it is, to see what they can do about it.
And they're telling residents to leave if they haven't already. What other messages are being put out there?
Well, they've been saying all along that it's not yet time for people to come back who were out of the area. Today they realized that there's only one route that still is available to get out of the city. Other egress routes have been cut by the rising waters. So because of that, they've tried to strengthen their mandatory evacuation order, telling the diehards who stayed in the area that now is the time for you to leave while there's still a way out of the city.
And what are you hearing about deaths from authorities there?
We're not getting any numbers yet. I mean, we know there are deaths. We've had some officials talk about people who've drowned, and also there's some fear that in the building collapses. We know there was at least 20 buildings that collapsed yesterday in the height of the hurricane. There's concern that people might have died in those building collapses and in some cars that were crushed by collapsed buildings. So we know there are fatalities. We don't have a number yet, and we have no sense on how great the death toll might be.
And any sense of what those buildings were, that they might have had people in them?
Most of the buildings that collapsed, we believe, are residences. We really don't have any more information about them than that.
And what do you know, what can you tell us about the recovery and rescue operations?
Well, officials worked throughout the night. Emergency crews in this area worked with big battery-powered lights and boats to try to get to people who are in their attics or on their second floors. We're hearing calls to the radio stations here, and to emergency officials are getting calls from people who are concerned that no one even knows they're there, and that their drinking water and their food is dwindling, and they're worried that that they might be engulfed by the rising waters. So that clearly is the first priority, to get to the people who are still trapped in their homes by floodwaters, and crews work through the night to do so.
Well, if people can't come home and being told not to try and come home, any idea when there will be an all clear so people can go back and see what the damage is?
No, at this point, the first priority is to get a handle on the rising water, to find out why it's coming in, and to get the city pumps working again that can start to pump it out. Along with that, the other priority will be to try to start restoring power to the area. Until those things happen, New Orleans is not a livable place at all, and officials are telling people to don't consider coming here or staying here, but to go somewhere else.
NPR's Greg Allen in downtown New Orleans. Thanks very much, Greg.
You're welcome, Renee.